Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Nat Wilds.
I'm Fla Ra.
And we are...
Happy Monday, happy Monday, happy Monday. God damn, if you listen to us like we want you to listen to us, then you will be listening to us at the crack of dawn.
Dawning.
Going to your job or leaving
the strippy.
Some subpar sex or leaving from some stripping. Leaving from some hoeing, which
hold
in
on,
New
hold
York
hold
City
hold on, hold on,
is
wait.
Subpar sex is automatically 6 a.m.
Well, that's why I'm like subpar.
Yeah. I agree. Okay.
You've never woken up at 6 a.m. after fire sex.
Mm. Yeah, you go to sleep because you that's want it fact. Again. You want to fall asleep so you can wake up next. You're like, oh,
to be honest, at 6 a.m. you're just falling asleep from good.
Okay, I'm picking up what you're putting down. I got you.
Come on.
Yeah, I got it.
All right. But yes, welcome back. We appreciate everybody in the goddamn neighborhood. It is Mouse. It is Mac. It is Shay. It is Rye. It is the guys next door. We are here. We appreciate you guys. We ask that you continue to listen and support us. Continue to spread the word about Guys Next Door. We got some really exciting things coming up soon, so make sure you guys are in tune with that. And the only way to stay in tune with that is make sure you subscribe, comment, rate, obviously listen. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, feel free to give us what? 5-star ratings. Why? Because we are children and we're in desperate need of your validation.
Please.
So validate us.
Please.
Don't be that way. Also, make sure you are what? Not being a Kimmy Gibbler. What? Not being a Hakeem Campbell. What? Using your PPP monies. Using some of that. No, the Stimmy's gone.
Stimmy's been gone.
But, you know, listen, use some of the monies. Okay. Outside's opening back up. Hoeing's legal.
In New York. Chill.
In New York. Use some of the monies and support us, Guys Next Door. At our Patreon, patreon.com/guysnextdoor for exclusive content, your one weekly bonus episode, all of that good shit. Che and Ryan are getting it together right now, so shout out to Che and Ryan for always making sure the Patreon is all nice for y'all. And listen, if you motherfuckers want to see clips of our face, just a quick one, you know, not too long because it's free. You can head over to youtube.com/ Guys Next Door Podcast. We also will have some content coming up there soon. I'm trying to think, is that everything? It's almost like we don't do this every week. I'm pretty sure. I told myself I'm going to stop talking about the letters at the top of the show because it's kind of redundant. Therefore, not forgetting anything. Huge shout out to my family over there at the Reed. Shout out
to
Crystal and Kid Fury. Just inked that deal with Issa Rae.
A record
Rae.
Deal. They got a record deal, my nigga.
A record deal.
Wow.
Yeah, a record deal.
That's fire.
So, you know, I am forever grateful for them, the opportunities I've had to work with them, just as well as being a fan of the podcast. So shout out to them. Also, shout out to our sister, Weezy.
Big shout out.
Sex. She's on what? Television.
She got a show on Fuse. It's lit.
She got a show.
She got a show. Wow. Like, it's her.
It's her.
It's her. So, Sex Sells, shout out to her. And, you know, just like Weezy, putting everybody on. We seen Mama Weezy in the trailer. We seen Uncle Charlotte in there. We seen, listen, tune in. Matter of fact, we should do a Guys Next Door watch
party. I would love
that.
I would love that.
We should have Weezy actually, before we do that, we should have her back on the pod to just discuss what her shit is about and just see what the hell she's doing. She hasn't been on here in like a year and a half.
A year.
Yeah, it's been
She really, it's been more than that. She did our live show, but that don't count.
Yeah. True.
Wasn't y'all together in Mexico when we seen it? No?
Yeah. The like second to last time you went.
Okay.
It was quickly.
Yeah, let's definitely do that. Let's definitely do that. Any other shout outs? Can't think of anything.
Hey, shout out everybody what? Black who won an Oscar, man. Shout out everybody black who won an Oscar, man. I went on a quick rant a couple days ago just talking about how rare it is. Like, you even did more homework, right? You think about how long it's been, the Oscars have been a thing, right? You think like there's a. Oscars have been in place for 93 years, and every Oscar situation, there's about I think they said, and I this number could be wrong, but they said it's like 10,000 slots for someone to win every year, right? There's only been about 200, maybe a little over 200 black people that have won in these categories in the last damn near 100 years.
That's crazy.
It's nuts.
That shit is wild.
It's nuts. So big shout out. Scary. Big shout out to everybody who won. Jamie Foxx, first black man to win best animated. Shout out to John Baptiste, the third black man to win best score. Shout out to her. Shout out to Tiara Thomas. Shout out to D. Mile. Shout out to Daniel Kaluuya, the eighth black man ever to win an actor, an Oscar for being an actor. Period. Eighth ever.
That's crazy. Let me ask you this, Mac. As an actor, because you're an actor and a singer, so like you're and you have been Grammy nominated. So like, well, I say that because you have been recognized by these very white institutions. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. What keeps you guys involved, knowing, like, me personally, just me personally, and I'm pretty sure Ryan's going to agree on this, we not going where we not welcome. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, we're all working on our own projects, and, you know, if God, you know, God, when I'm on Good Morning America, I don't plan on attending my Emmys to get it. Like, I know what the fuck I'm doing. You know what I mean? Like, so like,
I think you would go to the first one.
Mm-mm. Because none? The thing is, and it's just me, by you giving me an award or nominating me, that is a spit in the face of everybody who came before me, who inspired me, who you just stepped over.
Yeah, but
by no means do I want to be, you know, when I want my Emmy? When I'm not the first, when I'm not the second, third, fourth, or fifth. Give it to me when it is commonplace for you acknowledging everyone, or don't acknowledge me at all.
I feel this way. For me, I would go, especially if it's my first, but I would make my speech around and dedicate this to the ones that came before me. Because somebody has to start it up. Somebody got to take that stage. Somebody got to accept that award. And if we don't go to these award shows and we just stay home, that we really don't have a voice. They see what we won it for, but at the end of the day, black people know we won that award last night.
I'll say this to answer your question, Mouse. I would go, but I was just having a conversation with somebody about this. I think the problem is the onus that we put on these award shows. We think that these joints are like end all be all. We think that these joints, like, yo, if I win a Grammy, son, it's lit. Yo, if I win an Oscar, it's lit. Mind you, it's an amazing accomplishment to have. I even still, me and myself, I want to be an EGOT owner. Like I want to be, I want to do the whole Grand Slam. Like I want an Emmy, I want an Oscar, I want a Grammy, I want a Tony. Shoot, I want Golden Globe. Like I want the whole shebangabang. Like I want to go through the whole thing. But you have to understand that, or you have to have a different mindset about the awards. For me, the awards aren't necessarily like something for, I guess, for lack of a better term, for clout or anything like that. For me, it's an opportunity to showcase your talent and your ability and who you are as an actor on a world stage. This is a different platform. It's a different I could be ill. I could be the illest nigga in the hood, or I can show the whole world that I'm the illest in the world. And that's an opportunity to do that. And so I look at it like that. I look at it on some like, I know I'm dope. I know I'm fire. But there's a big difference about the eyes that watch you when you're playing in the Negro Leagues versus when you're playing in the MLB.
But who determines those eyes?
What do you mean?
So you said there's a big difference between playing in the mm-hmm. Negro League and playing in the major Absolutely. Leagues. And I think in that instance, I think if we're talking about like more modern times, I think you're probably like addressing like the AAA, you know, playing in the minor leagues or the AAA against playing yes. in the big leagues in the MLB, yeah. right? Who says what is, and I guess my question is in your industry or in these, in, yeah. In
I don't,
these,
no, 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 no. I can't, okay. don't look at it like that. Don't look at it as AAA to MLB. You can't do that. Because in the Negro Leagues, there are players that were just as good as people in the major leagues, but they couldn't cross exactly. over. In minor leagues,
okay, so let's say that then.
In minor okay, leagues, so you have then. To really be talented to get to AA, to get to AAA, then to get AAA. To the major. So mm-hmm. it's like, if there's niggas that never had to do nothing, if you were nice in baseball, you might have played one game in AAA and went right to the majors because they know you're nice. But in Negro well, League, there was niggas. They just wasn't accepting us.
So I get, right, and I guess my... Yeah, and I guess maybe that's a conversation for another show since we already know what we're talking about today. I'm just like, why do we want to be included so bad in places that we're like...
I mean, know, we can talk
yeah,
about it.
I'm about to say,
it's not that we're... Because it's not like we're the forgotten people here. No, we're being cast mm-hmm. aside. We are being intentionally looked over and disrespected. So I'm like...
Because we are also blatantly the best.
Yeah. True indeed.
And that's why they try to halt us in our growth in everything. They steal from us, they make it big in their world, and then they try to forget about the people where it started from. But I feel like now with this, like, not saying this award just gonna kick down the door, but things like this need to continue, and you need to continue supporting each other.
Exactly.
For me.
Like I said, right? There's a reason why Jackie Robinson is Jackie Robinson, right? There's a reason why, you know, you have that first guy who can show not only the eyes in major baseball, but around the world, like however people think or whatever those thoughts that they had about us or how they viewed us, you have now an opportunity to see we're more than what they think. We're more than what you believe. We're more than what you were taught. And through our stories, these stories that are winning awards, these things that are now getting major views on a different level, it's, you know, you're being able to see how good we really are. You're getting a chance to see what we're able to do and who we're able to be. You know, of course, in the beginning, it's like, you know, you had to play a bad guy or you had to be this type of woman or whatever to really even be acknowledged. But now it's getting to a point where we're our idols, you know, like Daniel Kaluuya, be it British man, whatever, Daniel Kaluuya played an idol. Like he played a young black man, 21 years old, who was ready to go against the system and fight for our rights. And they didn't show it in a garbage way. They didn't show it in a way that was on some like, let's diminish his light. And like, no, this was, and not only was it, did they show his life in a beautiful way, they left some stuff out, of course, but not only did they show his mm-hmm. life in a beautiful way, you had black producers, black writers, black directors. it's blackity black black in that bitch. And they got to the chip.
They knew what they was doing with that, and that also goes back to like the film that we grew up in. Well, I'll speak for myself. Like I grew up around filmmakers, y'all know that, and even on set with Spike Lee and stuff, it was black, but that's just Spike. Now it's like to the world, there's so many sets with more black people. It's not just the director. It's not just the actors. It's the PAs to the gaffers to every position is more black than it's ever been.
Yeah.
So that's why when you were like, Miles, like, I wouldn't go because I don't want to be the first. I was really surprised you said you want to be the first, because I would think you would want to just because you're an advocate of having a voice. And I know you're not the person that's going to get on that stage. I know you're not going to get on that stage and make it about you more than you're going to make it about somebody else. And the people that came before you, yes, they didn't get what they deserved, but you got what you deserved, and you're showing them that you don't need them to forget that they deserve this before you. You just happen to be the person to step up and accept it for them.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That would be rough. Obviously, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. I won't mind attending the Webbies when we get our Webbies. I won't mind that. You know what I mean? It's something about, man. I mean, like I said, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. You know, I might get there and be like, yo, you know what? Yeah, you know, it's enough time for them to do right.
Let's go get a Grammy.
Listen,
together.
I'm about to say, listen, I'm all the way with it. I'm all the way with it.
Mac don't want to let us A&R the next project.
Nah. But the crazy thing is, it don't have to be what you think it is.
Absolutely not.
It don't have to be music. You know,
nigga,
like,
Whoopi Goldberg has
an award.
Whoopi.
Oh yeah, for the comedy album.
See what I'm saying? There's a lot of things you could go back through. You feel me? But we should just go over Mad Awards and be like, yo, look, right there, there's a pocket.
Yeah.
There's an award for three niggas. Three of them.
Again, when it comes to the awards, to me, the last thing I want to do is assimilate, right? It's not necessarily an assimilation thing. It's about show, and it's not even an American thing. This is bigger than that to me, right? You get on that stage, the world is looking at you.
The world
is looking at you now. Like, everybody in the world can see Daniel Kaluuya as number eight, the eighth black man to win a competitive acting award from an establishment that has been in place for almost 100 years. The eighth black man. Like, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
So
all the shit we've made and you only gave it to eight motherfuckers in 100 years? It's retarded.
So for me, as a young black man, coming from Stapleton Projects, nigga, born in the dust, nigga, like,
you going to get that award.
Nigga, I want it all. And I'm not coming for it for myself. I'm coming for it for everybody in all of those little pockets around the world, for that little boy in India, for the little boy in Africa, for that little boy in Russia, for every other place of those spots that niggas ain't really paying attention to us, to be like, yo, my nigga, you can get out here and do it. You can get the fuck up out of here and do it. Get up.
Fact. And I feel like the more we don't step up and make these kind of announcements and step on these platforms and talk about it, if we don't do it, no one will.
Yeah.
Like, there's a couple black people we know, we won't say no names, that could have done this a long time. Like, you know, stepped up in many ways.
Hell yeah.
But at a certain point, some of them get locked up in that, I'm black enough for everything, mm-hmm. and I don't got to worry about everything. I'm the only black one in the room. Cool. Some people like that.
Niggas, a lot of niggas get in that mindset. I'm not black, I'm OJ.
Yeah, facts. They think they're exception to the rules, and it's like, yeah, you're going to be exception to those rules, but in those rules, in that house, you really cleaning up shop.
That's a fact.
Like, you the only black man in there because, and it's not because they don't want more, I'm going to say it technically it's not because they don't want more black people in there. It's because if they got you dancing and jingling all around, dancing in the videos, what the fuck we need some more?
Son, I'm going to keep it up.
Now, if you got an empowered motherfucker in that shit, talking his shit, now they scared to bring us in. But we those powerful people bring us in regardless. We coming in the door with niggas. Yeah. Feel me?
I'm going to keep it a bone.
None of us is going in that shit by ourselves.
One of the main things that I've learned, especially in this business, right? As much as we understand that these systems have been put in place against us, they don't necessarily look at color now as much as they look at what does it incur. You know, we know.
Elaborate.
They look at the biggest thing from now on a standpoint of movies and everything is like, yo, how much money is this going to make? The reason why everybody is making black movies right now is because they feel like, oh, snap, black people are making money right now. Yo, we got to do more black movies. Braun, this one, that one, this production company, that one. They see that our stories are starting to get money. It's starting to incur interest. Before, everybody's afraid to be the first person. That is 200% true. Everybody's afraid to be the first person to put some money down, bite their nails, hope people want to buy it. But that first time that it hits, once it hits and if it hits big, everybody's on it. We need one here. We need one here. Oh, we need one here. So it all, to me, I'm somebody who believes that as much as we want to get on these stages and, you know, win these awards, we need to establish strength in our own shit as well. Bigger than anything.
And that's what I was going to ask, the age old question. Why don't we put that same energy? Where did the energy go? And I'm new to this industry. Mac, you've been here for a while, you've seen the switch. What was that switch when we stopped celebrating the Soul Train Awards, when we stopped putting respect on the BET Awards? Where did that energy go?
The question is, has there ever been like a comparable respect?
Yeah, I'm talking about from the artists themselves.
Exactly. Yes. My question is,
Denzel, Hove, Beyonce, they was at the BET.
Yeah, they
Awards.
Go to the BET.
Why don't they go to the BET?
No. They still, trust me, especially now, they still go to the BET Awards when they know that they're going to get an award. They have to show face.
Fact.
It's like, I got to show face. It's my people, et cetera, et cetera. Rihanna will be there.
But you don't put that same, all right, if you know you're getting an award. But you show up to the white people shit if you're even nominated. That's bullshit.
I agree, but that's my question. You have to really think. Have any of these award shows, these black award shows, really been even in the same comparable conversation as these white shows? Yes, we had the Source Awards. Yes, we had, you know, the BET Soul Train Awards.
We had BET Awards, Soul Train, the Hip Hop Awards. But
I'm saying, do you think early, all of these people that go to these awards that...
Well, that's another question. I think that's a different topic, right? Like... To me, no, it's not comparable because that's some bullshit. Like, you got to come in there all stiff and, oh, it's the 89th Grammys.
Listen, you can come. They say black tie, but you can come however you want. You see niggas, right. Niggas dress up.
But everybody come. But when it was the BET Awards, you came as you are. And that was the beautiful thing about it.
Can I ask a question? And this is a real question. Before I get to my other question. Mm-hmm. BET, which is owned by Viacom, is not owned by black people anymore, correct?
Yeah, okay.
When it was owned by a black person, I also feel like black people took more honor to going into those awards because it's something we owned. That's when like BET Awards was kind of lit. Soul Trading Awards was kind of lit. Like things that we owned.
So you're saying
Deborah Lee. Yeah.
So when Deborah Lee stepped down,
I feel like
Mac, you knew we was looking for her name, and you just let us.
I gave you a second. I thought you had it. I thought you had it, and I was like, forget it. I got it. I got you.
So you're saying when Deborah Lee stepped down, there was like
I feel like a transfer. It's a switch. Like, all right, What,
but
we,
I don't think I don't. I, I'm not.
But I'm not saying I'm not saying a full switch. But I think it was partially. I also think when black people know when they go, if they don't go, the shit don't succeed. Black people try to go to other shit they can. That like the Grammys does not matter if black people go or not. Simple. If the top artists don't go to the BET Awards, BET Awards sinked in the floor. So I think it's a whole thing of being the biggest in the room type situation on some in some points of a, in a, in a way. But I mean, honestly, I don't know. I honestly think it goes back to generations, like back in the day when black people were more together and we had like Black Panthers and we had shit like that. Like coming from that generation and our parents' parents and knowing that type of black history is a whole different world than this social media.
Because again, I'll bring this up, right? The NAACP's, which is as uppity or as like stiff as the Grammys. It's still not even comparable in respect in the respect that we give to the.
But here goes that, and that's what I was gonna say. Who's I'm not comparing them. We could never compare to white people because we better, we flyer, we look better, we smell better, our people are better, we just better. It's not comparable. My thing is, I'm not comparing them. I'm saying, why the fuck y'all not showing up? That's because, what I wanted.
But you just said
y'all not showing up. Y'all not showing up for the black shit. And that's the same thing as a motherfucker acting all sad that they project building it tore down. What the fuck did you do to stop that? Oh, man, it's a damn shame what they did to the hood. Nigga, you could have helped. You could have changed that.
Again, I think it boils down to what people prioritize and what people genuinely respect.
Is it what the people... Okay, here we go. We go.
Please, I'm ready. I'm ready. This is what we do. This is what we do.
Is it up to the people who's denying it, or is it up to those publicists?
I'll go even deeper. It's not even. It's
chill out.
So sorry. So sorry. I remember we got a little crazy last episode. I gotta chill out.
We.
Oh God! It was a hypothetical.
We didn't do nothing.
It was a hypothetical question.
That man right there.
Yeah. Mr. Jones. Okay. I'll take this another step, right? I think it's less about the publicists. I think the publicists are a big part of it. Huge part of it. Huge facet of how people pay attention to that. But I do think that it is it's the game, right? I think you think back to the Oscars started 1927, right? Think about that. Like, think about what America was like in 1927. The first white black person to be nominated for an Oscar was Hattie McDaniel, 1939, if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. right? So this is
and that was for not Little. What is that shit called? Not Mary Poppins. What's that movie called? Gone with the Wind.
Yes. For playing Mammy in Gone with the Wind.
Makes sense.
So.
Like, that role got her an Oscar. That's great. I just want people understand. To know. Like, and shout out to Miss Hattie May, but...
Absolutely.
That's the role that got the first Oscar for black people.
I mean, gotta start somewhere.
Exactly. You gotta start somewhere.
You know they was going...
They've been
violating us from the land before time. You really think the first award a black person get ain't going to be something that they've been doing to us?
That is the thought process.
No. I'll say this. No.
I'm not surprised. You're surprised? No. You thought it was going to be black Superman get the first joint?
It was when you said, got to start somewhere. That's the bullshit they keep feeding
us.
That's not my.
So then, hold on.
Point.
So that's fine.
Point.
So then, what roles would Hattie McDaniel get in 1939?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Nothing wrong with the role she got. I just don't think
I'm asking you a question.
If you could give me another role that they would have gave her and she could win it, I'd be like, all right,
No. I'm not arguing her role. I love that she got the role. I'm not arguing the role. I'm saying that being the first role that a black person got an award for, that's the problem.
So you would have rather, you would have rather.
It's not even a problem. It was just like a.
Yeah, we would have rather the superhero. We would have rather something, you know, activist.
You could have waited till. You could have waited till.
Nah, it wouldn't have been wait till. It had just been seven. It wouldn't have been more. We just wouldn't have eight.
That's the. I'm not the guy trying to argue history. Hattie Mae, she opened doors for us. We probably wouldn't be sitting here. Mac probably wouldn't have the career he had.
That's what I'm saying.
And the things that we're about to further embark on as a team and as individuals, we probably would not be able to do without the contribution that Hattie made. But what got me upset was when you said it sounded like there was an acceptance with, you know, got to start somewhere. Well, I'm like, I'm not accepting that as my starting point. I'm taking that award and being like, gee, fucking thanks. I had to be, yes, ambassador. Oh, God, boss. Thank you. Thank you. I sure thank you so much. You better go after him, Miss Ma'am. Like, what? That's what got her the role? Like, that's what got her the Oscar? And we're cool with saying.
Yo, hold on. Did Morgan Freeman get one for driving Miss Daisy? I think he did. Morgan.
If he did, I will.
He's going to be even more upset. That's two down. That's two.
Morgan Freeman won his Oscar for Hold on.
What's going through that mind, mama? I see you.
Oh no, he won it for Million Dollar Baby. He won it for Million Dollar Baby.
Okay. All right.
But still
my point was just like, first of all, I'm not surprised by it comes before the start somewhere. Like, I'm not surprised because what else role are they going
to
give us after they've been
I'm not going to lie.
They're only
going to
give us those
roles. I'm not going to lie to you. Until I did my homework and realized the year that Hattie McDaniels actually won, you could have lied to me and said that the first Oscar was given to a black person in the 60s. Because there's
Morgan.
Bro.
Not Hattie Mae gets it, and then Sidney Poitier gets it.
Yeah, she got it first, and then nobody got it until like this.
Poitier.
Let me check. Now.
Like the '60s, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, I don't think that was the '60s.
Let me see.
Okay. Maybe '50s, but she
it could be. A 60s.
But she got.
No, I don't think it was.
But she got it in. It's 20 to 40 year gap.
Son, it's nuts. It's nuts.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. You can only give the black something once. Can't let them get it too many
bro,
times.
Bro, 63 is when Sidney Poitier won.
Sidney,
that's 40 that years.
That's the next time.
40 years.
That was the next time, bro. Hattie McDaniels won in 1939.
Sidney, I thought it was 20 something.
Sidney Poitier won in 1963.
20 something years.
So best actor in a leading role, mm-hmm. There are about from 1958 all the way to 2020, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. So there's 21 people up. 21 names. I want to acknowledge that the list I'm looking at, and this is only for best actor in a leading role. I want to acknowledge that some of these names, like the Denzels and the Morgans and Sidney Poitiers, are repeated more than
you
once.
You talk about nominated, right?
Yeah. Nominated. So the winners, 1963, Sidney Poitier. Another black man does not win until 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Denzel. Why did Denzel have to be crooked before he took it? Then Jamie Foxx wins.
They violated
Ray
him.
In 04. 06, Forrest Whitaker wins. No one has won since 2000. No black man has won since 2006. There has been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, six, seven. There's been seven nominations. Two of them belong to Denzel Washington.
He lost to Malcolm X.
Like, this is...
That's the only reason why they...
This is pissing me the fuck off all over again. Halle Berry being the first black woman to win since... Well, she's the only black woman to win...
In leading role. For a leading role. Absolutely.
What movie she got?
For Monsters Ball.
Monsters Ball.
That's crazy.
Why the hell have to let a white man pop her to get an Oscar?
It's really like, violate us and we'll give you an award. Like, if we can violate you in a movie and make you into... In some type of way, violate you, whether it be sex, whether it be slavery, whether it be crooked cop.
Son, here you again, go. Think about that, bro. Like, hold on. Yes. Think about it. Right?
I'm looking at this.
Yo, Joey had to get shot 1,000 times to get a short film joint.
Yo, Mac, I'm looking at this, right? I'm looking at this list, bro. I'm not an actor. Mm-hmm. You are. Let me say I'm not an actor yet. You are. You've been doing this craft since a child. What? I'm looking at this list. We're having this discussion. Are you not enraged? Are you not annoyed? Is there a comfort?
Not comfort as in like positive comfort, but it's like, fuck.
Like an acceptance? How are you not enraged by this list?
Because... knowing that I'm a black man and
caught up in the mix, trying to make a dollar out of a quarter and a nickel.
Rest in peace to God, man. I'm a black man. I've been a black man my entire life. I know the plight of us. I know what we've gone through. I know what we continue to go through. And I look at this list. This is, to me, looking at this list and... looking at this list reminds me of when a teacher in high school would tell you, yo, you're not going to amount to nothing. Yo, but you probably won't live past 25.
Jokes
statistics,
on you.
Still alive.
Statistics tell him that he's right. He or she is right. Statistically, they say he or she is right.
But morally, mm-hmm, he's not. Mm-hmm.
You gotta have more faith in that, man. I look at this as an opportunity to continue to showcase. I look at the people who've won, man. Like, you know, we got Sidney Poitier, we got Denzel, we got Don Cheadle, we got Forrest Whitaker, and then on the supporting side, we got Lou Gossett Jr., we got Denzel, we got Cuba Gooding Jr., we got Morgan Freeman. Mahershala Ali.
Oh no, that was leading. I'm sorry.
We got Mahershala Ali, Daniel Kaluuya just now. Son, for me.
Oh, Don Shirley won it that year as well.
Son.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Mahershala won. He won.
He
two
won.
That
no,
game.
He no.
Wow.
He won two. He won two. One in 2016, and then he
oh,
won
16. One in 2018. Exactly. Got you. Okay. Wow. So in 2017, there were no black supporting actors that should have, like, you see what I'm saying?
Yes,
like, this is a...
That's why for me, it. I haven't, looking at that list, I haven't seen anybody on that list that reminds me of me. I haven't seen nobody on that list that feels like a hood kid that made it out of the gutter. Now, mind you, Denzel definitely from Mount Vernon. We already understand. We know a lot of these guys, they all go through their own things. But I know when I get a chance and I get up on that stage, they're going to know who I am and where I'm from. The acting is one thing. I'm going to kill that. I'm going to be the character that I need to be for that role. But when I get on that stage,
wilding out,
you're going to see me for who I am. You're gonna see that kid.
It's hilarious that you keep saying you. Like, I'm not running up to yeah,
son,
nigga.
What?
Man,
son,
I'm
what?
Wilder.
Yo, nigga.
Wrap up music? I'm rapping nigga. Over it, nigga. Fuck
I,
you think
like
this
the
is?
Opportunity like I look at it as an opportunity. I look at it as, like we know that the world is against us. We know that the odds are against us. We know that they set this world up for us to fail. to prevail in spite of all of that? Come on, son.
But are we... Oh, shit. Because I hate to sound like that nigga right now.
No.
I hate to sound like Alton from fucking Snowfall.
chill. Yeah. Don't do that.
That nigga's out of here.
Yikes.
That nigga's out of here. And you niggas was happy. You niggas was happy when that white man from
Mac.
The CIA who helped infiltrate cocaine into the black community, rock cocaine. y'all niggas was happy when he snuck in that man's room and killed
Mouse,
him. Y'all
Mouse,
was
happy. Mouse.
He didn't kill
Mouse,
him. He didn't kill
Mouse,
him.
You were happy too. Mouse, you were happy too.
He didn't kill him. He's not dead yet. I give him 1 and 2 episodes next season, though.
Here goes the thing. I do.
Because the thing that the white man did that no, we don't, he held it.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
I was sitting there watching.
He's Spanish. He's Spanish.
He got a little Boricua in him or something. That's fact.
He's Spanish.
Wrong actor. That's actually his. That's Gustavo.
No. Nigga speak better Spanish than Gustavo.
That's a fact.
He
speaks most white people do, but you know why? Because they learned it from a.
Because they took it from us.
They took it. Look, I always want to do this. I have yet. Like, I want to do this in an argument so bad, but I've never been in an argument, or I have, but it's like, I've never had the opportunity to be like, you're taking it.
Yeah, all you got to do is ref.
Yeah.
A little kid's game. And when it's a charge, get crazy. Stop playing. That's a blocking.
I want to be in an argument with my girl, and I want to just be like, you know what? Let's put a button on this. Let's put a button on this because I think that's funny. Mac, I can have all this gumption in the world. I'm not an actor as of yet. You are. What are some words that you want to? How you want to button this thing up, man? For the actors or actresses or actors?
Yeah,
everyone's considered an actor
right
now. I don't want anybody hit me saying we're all actors.
I know, right?
Actress is patriarchal. I don't want no problems. So to all the actors, how do you put a button on the black actors listening to this?
This isn't just even for the black actors. This is for any creative that's in a position to win an award. You know, I think. Understand that you do not need an award to validate your art. You don't. You don't. Like, the last thing you need is an award to validate who you are or what your award is. Understand that the award and the award show is nothing more than a pedestal. It is nothing more than an opportunity, a platform to showcase your work on a higher, to a greater amount of people. Now, can you do it without an award? Absolutely. There's a nigga, Nas just won his first Grammy.
Didn't deserve it. That was a...
All right. But...
Nas cosplaying 2020 got him a fucking award. Are you fucking kidding me? This nigga was on a track with Favio and got booted.
Favio got a Grammy. That's crazy. Favio got a Grammy.
Yeah, that's fire. Well, did he get a Grammy?
Everybody, yeah. That's album of the year.
He doesn't get a trophy, but he gets all the features. Yeah,
he
doesn't.
You get a Grammy.
He gets an acknowledgement, but it's a Grammy.
He gets a Favi. I'm pretty sure you can buy that.
It's not given to you, but I'm pretty sure you can buy it.
The point was, Favi smoked him, and all the features smoked him on that album.
Anyway, anyway, what I was saying is,
you know what that album sounded like? That album sounded like the nigga who graduated but keeps coming to homecoming. That's what it sounded like. That's exactly what it sounded like.
Guess we're not getting Nas on this show.
Yep.
The nigga, I would not be here that episode. You fucking crazy.
Anywho.
You disrespect Hove. Hove might forgive you, but I don't. You spoke against Hove. Suck my dick.
Anyways, anybody who's won or who's up to win an award or like in an art form that can win awards, understand that the award does not validate your art. You, who you are, validates your art. Your people validate your art. Just understand that the award show and the award gives you an opportunity to showcase it on a grander scale. That's it.
All right. Ladies, look, guys, look what y'all get. We wasn't even good. This wasn't even
our goal there today. This was last week too.
It's true.
No, we kind of followed. We followed the script last week.
I think last week we circled back.
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this week we're not. We're not gonna. Yeah, but that
wasn't really hell.
But we didn't start the combo.
Really hell, or you niggas can't get out of your own mind.
Hey.
You know what?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Speaking of last week, Mac, you was telling me about a fluffer.
Yes.
Explain to me what a fluffer is.
Okay. So for anybody who doesn't understand what a fluffer is, right? And I'm pretty sure that, you know, the majority of our listeners.
I'd be listening to this person on this shoulder or this person on this shoulder.
Because this word
is very.
Hold on. So to give you a little backstory, she said, I got to fluff these pillows real fast. I said, whoa, relax. Using that fluffer word when you're in Los Angeles, you might get paid for that. She said, what are you talking about? I said, okay, understand. This is what a fluffer is. I said, a fluffer is someone on set who is paid, like on porn sets, who is paid to keep the guys, you know.
Get it right.
Get them right. Keep them going. You know, there may be times where he may be coming down and you got to keep him up.
Is that not a sexual?
I guess it is. Yeah, I guess it is.
Yes, but they don't. But on the 1099s they give them, they don't say sex work under that. It just says,
why not?
It says independent contract.
There we go.
That's what you do on your time.
Independent.
Contract. What you do on your time? We ain't gonna say it.
So here goes the thing. How did that interview go?
How does that
interview go? Like, all right, guys. I'm looking for a fluffer.
They already sent in applications. LA, bro. Niggas do shit for less. They looking for that job.
Okay. Can I, okay.
Oh, this is about to get filthy.
Yeah, don't put my face on the subject.
Sorry. This is about to get filthy. What's going on? What is happening?
Okay.
Viral moment.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I got a couple scenarios here. All right, like a fluffer has to be, you know, it's a job. You get a 1099 for it. Therefore, it has to be equal opportunity employment.
Wow.
Right?
I don't like where this is going. Right. I don't like where this is going already.
Right? I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Right?
Go ahead, finish it.
What if somebody got nubs? So, like, is this the only job they...
Why do we do this?
Why or do they use their feet? Do they use their feet?
I think they would use their feet. Not even joking. I think they use their feet.
So now you using the feet. First of all, let me be real. That's a kink. That's what
let
I'm
me
saying.
Let me be real specific. For these jobs, they probably have a list of shit you gotta have.
Hands is one of them.
Car, you gotta be able to drive to the spot. It's a lot of shit on demand. So I'm not sure. I mean, maybe somebody. Don't get me caught up in this bullshit.
I know,
right?
Yo, what if you meet a nigga? Yo, what if you meet a nigga, right? You dap him up. Yo, what's good, my nigga? Shit, chilling. Do a dap, right? You like, yo, because y'all in LA, it's the land of the networking. And like, niggas is like, yo, what you do for work? Oh, I got a podcast. Guys Next Door, me, Mac Wiles, Mouse Jones, Chase.
Oh, this is me. You're talking to me.
Well, yeah, it's because
you're
in LA.
This is me talking to somebody. Okay.
Yeah, because you're in LA. And so you like, ah, riding the spot, don't make a hot $2.
Yo,
like,
what? All that shit, right?
All that shit Ryan be doing, right?
I like that one.
So you talking to this nigga and like he mad funny. So you keep, nah, nigga, you crazy, word.
It's not me. Let's stop there. Then, I don't get that
can
friendly.
Can I finish, bro?
That's too friendly for me already.
So I seen you drunk. Drunk you is friendly.
No, not like that.
Tipsy you.
I'm not.
It's still Ryan.
Drunk is me don't drunk ask you what you do. But keep going.
Look, y'all talking, you like, yeah, what you do? Oh, I'm a fluffer.
Uppercut. Clean.
You done gave this nigga 70. You done gave this nigga 72 daps over the past 2 hours.
72 punches in 15 minutes. Fuck you shaking my hand for.
Boop, boop, yeah, I just got offset. Yo, what if you say? Yo, what if you say, yo, I just got offset? Oh, word.
He's going off the roof.
I'm a fluffer. Son.
He going off the roof.
Yo, if you're a fluffer,
classic movie.
If you're a fluffer, do you have to wear gloves everywhere you go? Like, do you got to preserve the softness of your hands or some shit?
Che, I think you should go undercover as a fluffer. This could be like your big break in this could be like investigative reporting. You could be like the Alex Jones of this.
Wow.
I mean, I thought we were an inclusive podcast.
You've had dick in your hands for less.
Hypotheticals.
Hmm? What?
You could hear.
Hmm? No, I didn't hear. It sounded like the Charlie Brown.
Nigga said, well, in case you missed what you said last week, yo, EA, run it back.
Once again, that was in a hypothetical world.
Run it back.
In a real hypothetical. First of all, y'all niggas.
Oh, man.
Mad because in this hypothetical world.
Remix. In this hypothetical world, you can do whatever the fuck you want. Don't.
Hypothetical world, you would just be mad. And you still, and in the same hypothetical world, you judging me, but you shaking niggas' hands who just had dick in
Oh, wow.
We
yo,
on the same page.
Wow.
Bro. Same
wow.
thing.
Hey, hold on. I got
to. All these hypothetical stories came from you.
I have a real question.
So
a real
you're
question.
Hypothetically in all of these.
Doesn't really matter. You kind of accepted listen. You was like, oh, listen.
You was the fluffer I said what up to.
When it comes to being a fluffer, right, because we're talking about equal opportunity, do girls need a fluffer too?
I'm there. I'm game.
Yeah, so there's this. Yeah, so there's like this guy on set.
DJ, there, please
like, to keep them wet. Like he listens.
Yo, listen. Stuff. Listen. I got listens, you. I got. He listens. Like, yo.
Wow. He. All you gotta do is just
like he's just on the side. Yes? He's just on the side.
And then he did what?
He's like, what?
Oh my god! No, that's crazy.
And then like you just see. And then you just see the director like that pussy's really moist. Keep it up.
Like so he lied. Oh, you should leave him. Oh,
leave him, girl. Or like maybe there's just some like sucking nigga on the side like, oh, it's 12 o'clock. Got a cash apper.
Wow.
Like, you know, dumb shit. Like this.
Hey babe.
Like,
do you
that's
need
just keeping
babe?
Her
do
wet
you need
the?
Do you need me to wash your? I wash the dishes. Ew. I could wash the dishes. I'll take up the garbage. Ready?
So it's like a porn work husband. It's crazy.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. Damn. That's crazy. Yeah.
Not only does her man know like her job is to get
smacked that, up,
like.
But yeah. Then you telling me that you got a side nigga at work mm-hmm. too. You got a main nigga that be busting your ass, but then you got a side nigga. That's crazy. You cheating home, mad time.
When you
what?
Yo, do you
get
think
number three in her life?
Okay. Here we are.
Probably not even three.
Wow.
Here we are. All right. So you know women that like, you know, RNs, teachers, custodians,
yep.
CNAs, yep. Phone sex operators, mm-hmm. like male ladies, like those type of women, you know, they enjoy their life, you know, whatever. Now, you know, sometimes they come home, they just don't be in the mood for yep. sex. Like the day took it out of
hard work,
and like as their nigga, like we've all been in predicament where shorty just wasn't in the mood. Imagine you dating a porn star. She come home from work and she don't want fuck because she just fucked.
My, like, whoa, she be like, bitch, she be like, what? Baby, in the morning,
what?
Andre blew my back out, and like, what you say?
Like, are you? Can you? Do you think you would be? Mm-mm. Like Mac, you're clearly Mm-mm. the most. You're the best of the three of us. You are the most understanding. Yeah. Look, Summer Jam screen. Yeah. So, like, do you think you would be able to deal with that? Like, your girl telling you I'm not in the mood because he just bust my...
Find the energy. Find it. Find it. No. Find it.
Yeah. Or, what about this? What about this?
You're a terrorist.
Che put violence.
Oh, my. He asked for it. It's crazy.
All right, bet. So, look. Here goes the scenario. You're dating a porn star. We already, obviously, right? She comes home. You know how, like, sometimes when your girl come home from work, you just pounce her.
Ooh.
Bow.
Come here. Ooh, yeah.
Stop.
No, I'm not stopping.
Oh, come here, girl. So yeah. Now, what's up?
She walks in the house. Your porn star girl walk in the house. You hop. You pounce. You like, fine. Ugh. And you kissing. And you go down. You propel, like we talked about last week.
Nope.
You propel. No. You get a little bit something. You like, what this tastes like? A little salty. Mm. What are you doing? You know what? It's the fact that you guys are so immature, we cannot have these civilized conversations without y'all having these childish ass reactions.
Civilized?
I'm really over it. I'm through.
Civilized?
I'm through. I'm really, no.
So are you asking or telling me to go to jail?
I'm asking.
Now, which one?
I'm asking.
10 to 15, a life sentence. What are you asking me for? What state are we in? Is it double jeopardy? Like, what are we talking about?
We gotta be in California because.
We don't have to be.
It could be Florida. It could be Florida. It could be Florida. It could be Vegas.
Ooh. I'm not going to make that joke. That's too dark.
It's too dark.
Don't go. Whatever it is, it's too early for
you. Know what?
It's too early.
Bleep it out.
Whatever it is, you know it's too early.
Rel, what I'm about to say, bleep out. And this is the only way you're going to hear this is on the Patreon episode. The only way you're going to hear this is on the Patreon episode. Rel, bleep it out. So technically, if you're in Florida, and that happens, however you react, is that still.
And we're done.
I believe it is. I believe.
Were you just protected here? Listen, wait. Can you find the definition.
It's really trespassing. I didn't tell that nigga to come in my crib.
How did he get here?
I didn't tell him to come.
How he come in my crib?
Son. Oh my God!
Sound about right. I didn't ask for that man to come in my house. My name is on the paperwork and the mortgage.
I haven't watched a porno with a woman and a man, but I'm pretty sure over the years I've heard them say, like, come for me. So technically she did, and she's an extension of you.
So. It's my house.
Mm-mm. It's my house.
This is my daddy. Nigga said, this is my daddy house. I haven't run since I was 14 years old.
You just been here getting old.
Getting old. Yeah, son.
Nigga said, that's what you think?
Said, that's what you think I wanted to take in?
To- think I wanted to? Because don't. You see any honeys walking? Man, that's on you. No. It's because don't no woman want to date a nigga with two dumbass kids. And then T.I. tried to walk his frail body by him, and that nigga looked at him like.
To answer your question, somebody has to die. Me, her, or him. And we can rock, paper, scissors for it. Somebody got to die.
I ain't gonna hold you. I'm dead. I'm gonna kill myself.
My body gonna shut down first.
No matter what you do, cum is still
it's
on your tongue. There's nothing you can do.
It's on your tongue.
Like, there's nothing, no amount of killing her, killing him.
Son, y'all seen what happens when they swipe black lights? And son, that black light, your tongue is still going to glow, my nigga. It's a wrap.
I almost threw up in my mouth a little bit. Okay. All right, Che, Rel, we come back. Listen, I don't know what the fuck is going on, but okay.
Oh my God.
These niggas are insane.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mouse Jones.
Mouse Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
He's here all month.
Don't ask. Understand that this is just the surface. We're scratching the surface of what is Mouse Jones, and I don't want to go any further.
Yeah, because
you've been inside too long.
Yeah, this is recordable. Like, you know, there's that dark group chat with me, Mac, and Ryan.
Jesus Christ!
If the contents of that ever got out,
we're all going down. End of the show. Retreat.
Here goes the thing.
We're going to Cuba with Franklin's parents.
First of all, the group chat that has Shay in it, that is easily certified.
First of all, Shay, you throw worse shit in that chat than we do.
Yeah.
Yo, in our group chat, Shay is the worst. We go Shay, me, then Ryan and Matt.
I don't know. No. I think Matt comes forward.
Mac makes a good 2-3 play. Ryan may be the most tame.
I would agree.
I could give him that. I could agree.
Ryan Mac makes a good 2-3 play there. But in the Shay that has the group chat that has Shay in it, she's easily the most terrible person. It'll be 2 in the morning. She sends some just
perfect.
We're like, what? What's happening?
There'll be something she did
going
already.
What's going on?
She'll be like, reminds me of somebody I know. We'll be like, who are you talking about? You? Yeah, back, you know, when I used to live in Atlanta. Homie tried to come over.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Yeah. All right, Shay, do we have a listener letter? We got two. We got two, right?
I thought we only had one.
We could just do
one. I thought OnlyFans wrote us.
They did, but that's not a...
No, he wants to make that the letter.
I'm just... OnlyFans. Listen, if you guys, and you're not OnlyFans, if you have a letter that you want read on air, it's very simple. Send it to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. That is guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Make sure you put your own fake name in the subject line. If it is a relationship question, does not have to be, but if it is a relationship question, make sure you send a picture of you and your suitors, so that way we can give proper advice. Because we don't want to give fluffer advice to non-fluffers.
It's a fact. That is a fact.
Wow. I just need some water because this is a long one.
Oh, what? That's what she said.
Hey, yo, what's
you got to get a drink
you,
first?
Boy?
Wow. Whoa. She said I need it. She said she's parched because this is going
to
be.
Have you ever had to do that though? Like you like a nigga back it out and you like, oh, that's big. Let me get a sip of water.
Absolutely.
Or like you just.
You got to.
Oh, okay.
You gotta coat it first.
You got to coat it first? Holy shit.
In case you are not watching this and somewhere you could see what she did, she just grabbed her throat and said, you got to coat it. So you get you a picture.
Yo, if y'all don't have Patreon. If y'all don't have Patreon, y'all are big retards. Because what? You don't know what you're missing. This is crazy.
She said you got to code it. Like it was.
And it said meme.
Like she just put down some wood floors. And she had to put some new.
I just got a new apartment. I might get the throat. Code
it. Like she painting the walls. She got to leave and come back.
She got to paint the walls.
The primer, and then you got to do the final coat.
Stop it.
That's,
all right,
that's what,
Shay,
we're gonna.
Shay,
so hold on. What's the primer and what's the final?
Ryan,
the primer is the water.
No. Read the letter. Read.
She had the leche. She waiting for the leche.
The leche.
You know her Spanish side is waiting for the leche.
The leche.
All right, so you're going...
Shay, read this goddamn letter so I could go back to being a Christian.
All right.
I got to go pray. This is terrible.
She said the...
This is Ramadan and y'all got Mac acting like this.
Word, you can't even talk about this.
Goodness gracious.
This nigga, he ain't even eat today.
I'm sitting here starving.
Oh, he might have ate something.
Oh, my God.
He might have ate something.
All right. We can't do that.
That nigga married. He ate something.
Before the sun came up, you know.
You got something in your tooth. I wasn't going to tell you.
Yo, Mac, that's a good question. So, because it's Ramadan, like, are you tiptoeing around the crib? Like, are you trying to avoid arguments at all chance? Because you know you have a very small window to get some.
Ooh.
Or playing your arguments early.
Yes and no. And
by the time it gets late.
But like, yes and no. Yes and no. Wait,
where's the yes?
The yes comes in, like, when it gets nighttime, right? Because It's like, I, because just like Ryan said, you know, this is my only time. And then the no comes in because it's like, nigga,
you want it too.
Yeah. It's like,
no, nigga is nigga. Nigga is nigga because you niggas want to get their argument off and you hungry.
Oh, yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem.
You can bait me into an argument if I'm hungry.
But not if she eating it. What if she just eating a chicken wing in front of you like?
Son, hold on, son. You got to understand. This is life right now, like all the time, bro. All the time.
Like, oh.
So she like, she get petty.
She probably not, she probably not holding pussy over his head. She holding meals over his head.
Absolutely. That's what it is.
She wants sex just as bad as him. But she can eat. So it's like, oh, word? I'm going to still give you some later, but now
she in there cooking.
I got your favorite food, whatever you wanted.
We driving earlier, right? We packing up the house. We driving earlier. She's like, you know, oh, babe, I haven't eaten nothing all day. And I look at her and she said, my bad. But can we stop at America's Best real fast? I want to go get a little.
Not America's Best. As soon as you pull into the driveway, you smell that.
The baby got to eat too.
Listen, I ain't gonna hold you. Chris is a real. She plays the long game. She's diabolical.
Yeah.
Who wants to get in an argument at the end of the night? Y'all both don't get sex. It's like you my husband, you my wife. Like
we gonna go to upset. We gonna go to bed upset. Nobody wants
we
that.
We gonna have this sex, but you gonna be tight at me because I'm eating this food because you
Your
got
favorites.
Me tight.
You wake up, she eating in bed.
It's not his favorites because she's serving up his favorites.
Go ahead.
Was a really urgent message from a young fan with a trifling ass father.
Wow.
Relationship based.
All right. Trifling daddy.
All right.
Okay. And she says, call me MJ.
Okay.
So, I'm a 17-year-old woman who lives in Nigeria. I was born in the U.S., but I am from Congo, and I've spent most of my life living in Africa.
If this has anything to do with sex, I don't want to hear it. It doesn't.
It's fatherly advice.
I don't want to hear nothing. She's 17. I don't want to hear nothing.
But I skimmed it. It's worth the read.
All right, cool.
She said,
what is the legal age of consent in Africa?
Wow.
Stop it.
Wow.
Nah. Read it.
No.
Read.
It says, I am infatuated with your demented American culture. Your voices are the only thing that keep me going in the sick world. I'm in serious need of your help. Wow. Hence, I super spread this message. My dad is cheating on my mom, who is currently in North America, trying to find a job so we can finance me going to university. This is not the first time my father has been unfaithful. Once my mom packed her bags and threatened to leave, but he begged her on his dusty ass knees not to go. I had to carry her 30-pound suitcase up the stairs when she decided to stay, and I was only 12. The same thing happened about two years later, but this time she went back to Cameroon.
Wait, Che, that nigga probably got to use the move I want to use in the argument. Please don't take you away from me.
Yeah.
I hate it.
As soon as I want to be faithful, they pull me back in.
Yo.
I'm ignoring him.
Denise, they pull me back in, Denise. I don't want these women.
Mom threatened to divorce him, but was magically cooking his favorite meal in the kitchen 2 months later. My dad's infidelity has been a consistent issue in their marriage, and I know my mom will not leave him. He's a good father most of the time, and I could care less if they're together or not, because I honestly think they're better parents when they're apart. About 2 years ago, when we were moving to a new city in Nigeria, we lived alone with my dad. I had to do all of the motherly duties, which I'm used to doing, modern day slavery type things. He was cheating then too. I found condoms in the trash can and he was coming home late every night. I decided to mind my business as I had my own shit to deal with. And honestly, I was hoping my mother was doing her thing as well. This time it's different as I'm soon to leave the house and I can't have my brother picking up after my sloppy, horny father.
He is so disrespectful and does not have any decency to cover his tracks. He bought cheap-ass condoms when we went to the grocery store and thought he was being slick, making me go get a salad while he quickly paid for it. We are a carnivorous family. Nobody in this bitch eats a salad. Later that night, he gave me...
Oh, he's eating salad already.
Tossing it.
Later that night, he gave me the receipt to throw away, and I saw the condoms written at the top of the receipt. His first chaps were his priority before our school snacks. Here he comes. He comes home twice with dirty sheets, dirty cheats. He comes home twice with dirty cheats and has wet spots on them and asks me to put them in the washing machine so it could be ready for the next bitch. Not only is it a pandemic outside, STDs still exist. I'm not an idiot.
Girl, you live in Africa.
Chill out.
It's not even over there.
Yeah.
The COVID rates in Africa is mad.
I'm not an idiot, STDs. And I'm not one of the boys, so I don't know why he thinks it's okay to be so oblivious with his adultery. I don't want to tell my mom as she won't leave him and she's going to get stressed out on the other side of the world. This is none of my business, but I am already stressed out with school and teenager shit, so adding him to my plate is revolting. I already think men are trash, and he is just reinforcing this narrative for me. If I don't tell my mom, I also fear bad karma might come to me. But I also feel as though telling her is selfish of me, as it would just relieve my guilt. I need help. My friends ain't shit, respectfully. And I'm going to a predominantly white school I could barely afford without my scholarship, so the counselors and teachers there are no use. And then she said, you know, we make her smile when she sees our notifications and stuff like that. But, yeah, she basically thanked us in the end.
Well, I'm about to make you upset right now, okay? Mind your damn business, okay? Mind your business, okay? This is none of your business. This grown folk business, 17 years old, remain in a child's place. Your father could probably do a better job not being so messy. Literally and figuratively, but mind your damn business, child. This is the problem. Kids got, stop listening to us. You're 17. Did you hear everything we talked about just now? You should not be hearing any of that. You are 17 years old.
But isn't mind it your damn is it business. Not good prep work to listen to us? She's getting prepared for the adult world.
No, we're muddying the waters, okay? Because now,
but what, she's all right, be so the shoe, the shoe's on the opposite foot. Are you telling your mother?
My mother? No. Adults, as an adult?
I mean, she's a couple months away from an adult.
Yeah, she's basically an adult.
So
no, because there are certain things that I understand.
So if your pops is violating, leaving condoms in the cribs, all types of shit, you're not going to say nothing to your mother who's living in another country trying to make a better living for y'all?
No, she got to worry about that. If anything, I'm going to speak to my dad.
All right, you got to talk to somebody.
But even in that, what am I telling him? He a grown-ass man that's raising me. What am I telling him?
That you're doing a shitty job.
I'm saying something.
But he's not. He's raising me. The thing is, we like I always say on this podcast, we keep forgetting that our parents are human. Now, once you acknowledge them for their human, them being a human, you could say, well, you're a piece of shit human. You're not a good part. When you stop seeing people as parents and start seeing them as humans, you start to be able to isolate and identify things. Right? There's a reason why I could say my biological father is a piece of shit. Right? Because not only as a father is he a piece of shit, but as a man, he's a piece of shit. Get what I'm saying? This man is doing the best he can to raise you on his own while your mother is across the land. It's not up for you or anybody else to tell him about his morals. If your mother is fine, let her be fine. Your mother is probably in America. Get in dick. Okay? So let these grown folk be grown folk. Stay in a goddamn child's place. This ain't got nothing to do with you. Now, if he was beating on your mama, if your mom is sitting in tears, losing hair, all that, that's different. But this ain't up to you to confront your father. This ain't up for you to confront, to go tell your mother. Where you got teenage stuff to worry about, and those problems is enough, child.
I'm telling my mom. I don't give a fuck. Snitch. I'm like, my pops, whatever. He'll be all right.
Rat ass nigga.
My mother working hard for me to go to school in a whole new world that she don't know. And my mother always just told me this. If you're going to do dirt, don't bring it home. The fact that he's bringing his dirt home and his kids is finding out is crazy. Now, if they wasn't finding out, we wouldn't even have this conversation. Nobody would know. He's grown. But by the fact that you buying condoms when you're with your kids at the grocery store and being sloppy enough to give her the receipt and throwing condoms out where your kids can see, that's you dumb as shit. So, yeah, you brought your shit home. I found out. I'm telling my mother, who's working her ass off.
Coming from a household where my father successfully cheated for 7 years under the radar. And the divorce.
Allegedly.
No, it's confirmed. Allegedly. And the divorce happened not because of the cheating, for other reasons. And he admitted to the cheating himself 5 years after the fact. You can do dirt and not get caught.
And I don't condone it, but don't be that sloppy. Like, your kids are your everything. They shouldn't know what really, like, you feel me? Do you want them to look the best at you? And you want to raise them the best?
No, I want them to look I want them to look honest at
you. Yeah, but you're not looking honest at her.
Yes, I am. I want my kids to die. I don't want to, like, and I think you'll understand when you have kids. Mac, you got some time to go, but I think you learn very early that whole, I just want to look the best in front of my kids, is not real. You will put yourself in a lot of pressure, and you will crumble, and you will be no good for those kids. You need to ensure that your kids are able to look honestly at you and be able to know exactly who their parent is.
I don't disagree with that, but I do think, like, you shouldn't be doing that specific thing in front of your kids.
Me neither. That's all I'm saying. You can do whatever you want, but that me doing that in front of my daughter, whenever I do have, if I say it's not, I don't have kids, like you're saying, I might think differently. But me doing that type of shit in front of my daughter is not going to set a good example of how she needs to be, or how she wants to be treated by, like, how her mother's getting treated. And I don't want her to be like, well, my mom's getting treated that way, so I'm going to act a totally different way so that doesn't happen. Nah, like.
Listen, do not get twisted. An essential function of fatherhood is setting an example on how to treat
a woman, especially the mother.
Women, the mother, absolutely. My thing is, if the mom is happy.
But she ain't. If
the mom is.
She just said. But that doesn't mean you happy, bro. Come on now.
Just because she stayed doesn't mean she's happy.
That means she happy.
In African culture, if she made, divorce is not really a thing.
Yeah, but if she made a choice. She made a choice to stay and to try. But now she's away thinking everything's good and you're still wilding at home. Like, she's.
This is going to sound bad. I'm probably going to, like, everybody's going to hate me for this. But maybe it wasn't the best time. You know, maybe it wasn't the best time for you to leave. You know, after you guys are, like, reeling from.
2 years later?
Infidelity.
9 years later.
Did y'all fix. Did you fix whatever it was that was lacking? Did you, and I'm saying as a couple, I'm not putting it all on a woman. I'm saying, did y'all as a couple fix the things that were lacking that made cheating a viable option? If not, maybe it wasn't the best option to go across the pond.
But she's not doing it for her husband. She's doing it for her daughter to go to college.
I'll say this. It's always tricky when it comes to parents, right? When you're a child, it's always stay in a child's place. I agree to that on certain aspects, right? But I also, you know, what does the Bible say, Mouse? Honor your parents.
Honor thy parents. So that honor thy mother and father, so that your days on earth.
Yeah. I think there's a difference between honoring your parents and I guess, quote unquote, staying in a child's place. Now, when you speak about, when we talk about living honestly in front of your children, I can only speak for myself. I'm not going to be able to live honestly in front of my daughter unless we have a rapport that gives her space to call me out on my shit when I'm wrong.
Hold you accountable.
Hold me accountable. You know, if make sure that me as a father, I'm doing the best that I can. Because I promise you, as a dad, I'm going to be on your ass about things that I need you to be on. So the same should go for me. I need you to be able to hold me accountable if we're going to live honestly. Because if we stay in that a child needs to stay in the child's place mindset, then I can act however I want to act. It's not up to you to talk to me on anything because I'm better. I'm big, you're small, you know, I'm grown, you're little, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's that Matilda shit, right? She's 17 years old. She's a year removed away from getting ready to go to college. I think this is the time that you should be able to speak to your father, honestly. You should be able to have a conversation and be like, pull him by his, again, remember that your dad is human. Remember that he is liable to make mistakes, as we all are. You pull him to the side as a man and say, yo, this doesn't look right. This is wrong. It's not about snitching. It's not about going to try to tell the next person and all of that. It's about holding somebody accountable. And the only way that you can hold somebody accountable is having those uncomfortable ass conversations. And I think you're in right now. I think you are in the midst of having one, and you just have to prepare for it. If you want this to, if you want this situation to be resolved in the best way possible. If not, leave it alone. Continue on with your life. Figure out where you're going to college. Get the fuck up out of there. But if you want this to end in a way that could potentially be beneficial and settle the situation at hand, I think you need to have a conversation with him. And it's going to be an uncomfortable one.
I agree.
Well, there you go.
I know. I'm probably looked at as an asshole.
I mean,
there's that.
You think this is the first time they thought that?
Listen,
points were made.
It's all good. I love you.
Well, listen, guys. If y'all, you know, hopefully we helped you, young lady, and we appreciate the support from Nigeria. Mm-hmm. And shout out to all the other Nigerian listeners. We appreciate you. You know, I'm coming home, you know, because, you know, I'm 100% Nigerian.
Cool. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate y'all listening to us.
Why lie?
If you
crazy
niggers don't stop.
We need an ancestry.com joint. We got to just do it.
Honestly.
We got to just do it.
Mouse will never give us the details.
He won't. She's going to say 85 Caucasian.
That would be amazing.
Son, the day that Mouse gets an actual ancestry test,
he said more than 15%, he's killing himself.
Son, what do you understand?
Like 80% black Caucasian. It said like it said black okay? Caucasian. You're like, what is that? Well, it's in the Caucasus Mountains. They couldn't get as much sunlight, but they still white, but they just got real evil.
If ever that I get that research and it says any percent, it say anything over like 6%.
Yeah,
I'm off in my
son.
Yeah, don't get it done yet. Son, don't get it done.
Son,
you won't be here too much.
Because you will not be. I promise you, Mouse Jones. Holy shit!
Like three.
Although,
here we go. You're gonna try to get some money out of it.
Although, if it does come out that I got a little white in there, anything over 6%. I can fuck white bitches and not feel guilty. God. Wouldn't feel guilty about it.
That's awkward. Your people, right?
There's some type of connection.
I was gonna
there.
Say who?
Not your
Mouse.
People.
Hey, Mouse. Who's first? Shorty from Queen's Gambit.
She's.
Yes. Yeah, I don't. I fell for that one time.
Not Topanga.
No. Oh, Topanga.
Topanga's a true white.
Topanga. Let me tell y'all something. This right now.
White woman.
Let me tell you.
Kelly Kapowski?
Right,
Kelly Kapowski?
Never seen it first. Beat it. Let me tell you something about Topanga Lawrence, later known as Topanga Matthews. Let me tell you this. All this blackness, pro-black, I'm with it. Right now, at this moment, Topanga says, come get this pussy. I'm going to get this pussy.
Yeah.
I want y'all to know that right now. If Topanga or Trish Stratus.
Ooh.
At this very wow. moment.
No, no, no. First of all, you got to check how the Trish status looks right now.
I did. She's still the goods. If she says, come get it, coming to get it. There's no new white bitches. Like, no.
Mm-mm. 45.
I'm on the way.
Trish Stratus used to be nice.
Trish Stratus was a piece.
I'm on the way. You understand me?
Trish Stratus was a piece.
That's her right now? Mm-hmm. On the way. You understand me?
45. You know what goes on with.
What are you doing?
A little.
Huh?
A little age behind that makeup.
I'm trying to see how I can pull this good flick up real fast.
Listen, 45, Ryan, that ain't nothing but a little spit job.
Thanks, y'all. Appreciate y'all for coming out this week.
Yo, before we get out of here, y'all already know. Let's do it. Get to George's playlist. Oh. Mac, what you doing?
Let me see.
Y'all know y'all can get the Drawers playlist. Get the Drawers 2021 is the Get the Drawers playlist 2021. That is a new playlist. Get with all the new songs on it from 2021 that we put on there. So make sure y'all get that on your Tidal, your Apple, and your Spotify.
Yes, sir.
You know where I'm gonna go this week?
Where you going?
Hold on. Let me see the. And it's only because. You know, we're all big fans of her. We appreciate what she does. Hold on, where is this at? Gosh, dang it. There we go. We all appreciate her, and she just won an Oscar. So, Come Through featuring Chris Brown, her.
That record's a bopperoni. That is a bopperoni right there. Ryan, where you going?
Damn, nigga really put me on the spot. I'm going to go Groovy Theory. Tell me.
He's pissing me off. The fact he called him Groovy Theory.
Tell
he's
me.
Pissing me off.
Groovy.
If you love Shay me.
Shit. That's
definitely a song. I know.
It's the song.
Sorry.
Sorry, though. Sorry, it's cool. Sorry. I ain't mad at you.
Sorry. Sorry.
Groovy. Not good.
I'm gonna go with
All Right.
Sleep With Me by Jacob Lattimore.
Ooh. Shout out Jacob Lattimore one time for the one time. Okay. Not mad.
Where you going?
Mouse Jones, where you at?
So, Trey Songz dropped a project, a little sneaky project last year. Didn't know. Just because the world was on fire. So, you know. Was doing other things. Yeah. Was listening to 107.5 BLS. Their record called All This Love. It's real R&B. This is probably the best song Trey Songz has released in 12
wow.
years.
Okay.
Wow. All right. Cool.
I'll take that.
Best R&B. Big R&B okay. vibes.
What's the song called?
All This Love by Trey Songz. Big R&B vibes. Big R&B vibes.
I like that.
Okay. Also, I'm partnered with this upstart tech company called Music Breaker. I think all the R&B artists, y'all should probably tap in with Breaker. Yeah. You know, I'm doing me, a few other influencers. We're doing a bunch of cool things on the app, you know, when it comes to getting music heard by people. So y'all might want to fuck with that. Tap in to Music Breaker. Shout out my guy Dan Webb, my guy Rotimi. Good brothers from Chicago. Mm-hmm. So yeah, y'all might want to check that out. Y'all might want to check that out for the R&B
That's
artists.
All we're gonna say.
Big fact. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
But on that note,
think we good.
Make sure y'all follow us on all social media platforms. Make sure you continue to like, rate, comment, and subscribe if you're listening on an Apple device. Make sure you leave us 5 stars. Why? Because we need validation. Also, leave a nice little comment. We might even read it on air. If you want your letter read on air, quite possibly, send it to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. You know the rest at this point. Anybody got anything coming up? No?
I got something. My cousin, one of my great cousins, he's incarcerated right now.
Okay.
He's been in jail for almost 13, 14 years. I think it's 13 now, but he gets out very soon. But in the midst of him being locked up, he's created a couple businesses that are actually amazing. He created a business out in Las Vegas. It's called The Kicknick. We're used to things such as a picnic, but the white people tried to kind of take that over and try to make that it is with a nasty-ass potato salad. So what he did was he reinvented the word and made it a kicknick because we all go to kickbacks and stuff. So this great, amazing place is located in Las Vegas, and I'll give you more information on the next episode and stuff, but he will be on future episodes talking about it, but he's doing great things from inside on the outside, and he has billboards up in Vegas, and it's amazing.
The Kicknick, support it.
Support
Matt,
it.
You got anything?
Please.
What do I got, man? I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy to see black people win. I'm happy to be a great dad. I'm happy to have a good wife. I'm happy to just be living, man. Shout out.
She must be on the other
Hi,
side.
Hi, babe.
Of the door.
I know, right? Nah. Also on the real, man. You know, I just want to tell everybody, man. And it may be just the Ramadan and no eating speaking. But, you know, use these days accordingly, man. You know, we're in a very magical time where you could really manifest damn near anything you want. So really understand what manifesting entails. Understand what it means and go get what you want, man. And understand, a lot of people kind of, it's so crazy about manifestation. A lot of people feel like, oh, son, if I just say it or if I just think about it a lot, I'm going to get it. It's like, nah, you got to think about it like alchemy. One of my favorite books, The Alchemist, one of my favorite books. You think of life as if it's alchemy. Whatever you want to receive, you have to give up something of equal value. You have to be able to give up something of equal value. So whatever you want in this world, be willing and be ready to give up something of equal value to get what you want. That's the only way it's going to happen. So, just a little.
And on that note, I don't even fuck what I got. That is good. And we can end right there. We will see y'all black asses next week. Appreciate it.
Peace.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.